The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 29 April 2021. Yes, it's live and it's not Memorex. Who should I blame this on? We're in a blameless society anymore. Blame this on Julie for dragging in whatever. She was out for what, 4 days? Yeah. I don't know what they're doing out there, folks, but ain't none of it good. I guess yesterday, Steve Elkins, most of the program was on COVID. And that's what he said he was going to do. I guess that's what he's been doing on his own show on Sundays. Is that right? Pretty much COVID, COVID. Well, I noticed something. He was doing the show, and I was listening to callers that have never called into the show. And I'm going, that's interesting. At any rate, thank you, Steve, if you're listening to the program today. Thank you for filling in for me yesterday. I'd asked Farron Schoaf to sub for me. And Farron, you prayer warriors out there, say a prayer for Farron Schoaf because his mother is dying. She's probably got less than 30 days. And on top of that, the world has just collapsed on Farron. There's a bunch of other extraneous crap going on in this 54-year-old man's life that shouldn't happen to anybody. So you prayer warriors out there, just drop a prayer. I appreciate it. Well, since Stevie did the COVID thing, I'll start out with COVID today. And I guess the the beauty of being outside the bubble. You know, kind of like the fool on the hill. He sees the world going round and round. It gives you a chance to take a breath and observe. And you get out of this bubble, and we're all in bubbles, folks, okay? Whether we'd like to admit it or not. It's just some bubbles are better than others. There are good bubbles and there are bad bubbles, I guess, since we've got to categorize everything. And I am watching the world, and I am just sitting back, and I don't know about you listeners out there, but I think everybody's getting pretty numb. Do you know who you believe or what you believe anymore? Are you questioning everything now? I mean, I'm of the opinion, and trust me on this one, I'll trust, but I'm going to verify. Brother, am I going to verify? And it used to be people would do handshake deals. It used to be that your word was your bond, and there's one thing, there's only really one thing of any worth or value to other people, and vice versa, is your word. Believe it or not, folks, there was a time that a lot of people used to do deals by handshake. Not by contract, not by hiring lawyers, not going over the fine print, not finding loopholes, no. You said you're going to do something, this is what I'm going to do, okay, that sounds fine, shake on it. By the way, the handshake, the origin of the handshake is, that was to show a friend or a foe that you were not armed, and you were extending an open hand to them. There's no hidden nothing there. And I'm wondering if people are really considering the psychological effect that all of this crap that we're going through. And I was talking to Roger Landry today, and I said, Roger, I said, you know what I think the overall danger is? Well, and there's a lot of danger out there, but the overall danger is people are going to be just ecstatic to go back to the normal administrative state. And this is where our government, where it's number one duty, okay? Let's not make any mistake out of this. It's not hunting Taliban. It's not blowing people up. It's not NATO. It's not so-so security. It's none of these things. Their number one obligation is to protect that Constitution, protect your freedoms and liberty. And what have we seen happen? For real or stupendously stupid reason? How many people, if you would, I don't care if you ask a Democrat or you ask a Republican, do you trust your government? You're going to get the same probably 9 times out of 10 out of each side of the aisles responded, because everything now is political, isn't it? Watching Fox News, and I can barely, I used to watch even MSNBC, Fox News. I would do this just to find out where their narrative is and how they're propagandizing the American people. And I watched Fox News for about 10 minutes today. Now, folks, I'm not into smashing stuff when I get angry. That doesn't help. That might be a little release for a fit of anger, but you still got a busted TV. And yeah, I know a lot of people out there, well, hell, John, I threw my TV out 10 years ago. Well, you don't do what I do. I get up-to-the-minute propaganda, just tune in and just listen for a few minutes and see what's going on. And I was talking to Roger about this, and I asked him the question. Because Fox News, oh, it's all about the vaccine. All about the vaccine. Oh, yeah, you know, take the vaccine and, you know, should you mask or unmask? And what's the CDC's recommendation? Not the question. It's kind of like the President Kennedy's assassination. The who, the what, the where. You know, the grassy knoll. Oh, no, it was a book depository. Oh, not the question, why? Oh, we were pro-offered. Well, you know, CIA, you know, the Bay of Pigs, and, you know, no. The question remains, why was Kennedy killed? Why was John F. Kennedy killed? And when his brother, and he was no John F. Kennedy, to steal Lloyd Benson's famous little quip, they were afraid of his brother. Because his brother knew why John was killed. I wished he would have put that in a time capsule that we're opening up tomorrow to see what he really thought about it. But they were so scared of his brother, they had to kill him too. Are they talking about the election? Oh, no, 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 no. Joe Biden is now our president. Really? These vote counts, recounts that are going on in Georgia, Arizona, New Mexico. You saw what the United States Supreme Court did when the issue of fraud in the election was taken to the Supreme Court. They turned it down on what? What did they say? Standing. Well, you don't have the standing, because we all agree here that, well, pretty much that it's the state's business on their election and how they conduct the elections, and it's up to them to police their own house. No, we don't have anything to do with that. Now, the obvious thing, first thing to my mind, and I'm sure many of you as well. Well, wait a minute. Didn't they get into the chit and chan thing? Who actually declared George Bush president of the United States and not John Kerry? And the question was brought up about the possible voter. They didn't necessarily call it misconduct. It was kind of a convoluted chit and chat mess. Remember all of that. Well, they heard that case, and George Bush became our president. So here we have a federal election in the federal government for the federal seat of the presidency of the United States. And they said, you don't have standing. They kicked it back to the states. And I asked Roger, I said, you know, Trump has been pretty quiet. He's done a few phone interviews. You know, he's kicked around the idea and made it known public. You know, I might run in 2024. Point being that Donald Trump has behaved himself, and he's very careful on what words he parses out there. Now, this is what Roger and I discussed. What happens on the Georgia recount, on the New Mexico recount, any other state, their recounts, and we've discovered that there were, let's be kind here, abnormalities or egregious mistakes. We'll just call it mistake. Let me get a little closer to that edge of politically correct. Let's just not call it outright theft. No, can't do that. But what happens during these recounts? Oh, yeah, Trump won New Mexico. Yep, Trump won Nevada. Oh, Trump won Georgia. Now, are they going to have standing to go in front of the Supreme Court? And is the Supreme Court going to have the wherewithal to do the right thing? Now, JoJo, I was told this is the address to Congress and not State of the Union message. I'm a little confused there because I thought it was State of the Union. But okay, address to near empty Congress yesterday, of which, ladies and gentlemen, I can only watch 10 minutes of. I literally. All mask up and fist bumping and elbow bumping and hooray for us. And yeah, I'm the great unifier and oh, sorry, JoJo. It's looking like you weren't duly elected by the people. It was done by fraud, which negates the election. Remember me saying this months and months and months ago? Well, let's have a do-over. All right. Electing the President of the United States of America is an important endeavor. Well, let's just do it over again. With critical eyes watching. Well, we weren't going to do that. We were going to try to pull this scam off. The Democrats are going to judges out in New Mexico and going, no, you got to put a stop to this. Why? If you're right, let us prove you at private expense. Let us prove you right. What are you afraid of? They're afraid that their little JoJo Kami and Kamala go-along, which some say is real brains in the Biden outfit. What is the Supreme Court going to do? And furthermore, what would your reaction be if the Supreme Court said, yep, after careful consideration, and it'll give us a whatever vote, however many for and against. What do you think that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are going to do in this country? Well, I guess that's one consideration. But that wouldn't even be near the top of the totem pole for me. Because I, for one, am all for the right of free speech, to demonstrate, to question, to do all of those things. But to do it nonviolently does not give you carte blanche to burn, to loot, to rob, to kill. Doesn't give you the right to do that. It says you can peacefully protest. Now, you saw what they did with conservatives. Well, they start roping them off and putting them behind chain link fences and 300 yards away from any event. Whereas, oh, well, these are just protests. You know, might be a few people that are angry, but these are just protests. While in the background, you saw buildings going up in flame. You saw people getting killed or run over. Oh, no, 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 no. But even the mayor of Portland has said enough is enough. This guy has been backing Antifa and Black Lives Matter in Portland to the point that business owners and property owners in Portland are going, I can't stand the smell of this sewer. I'm getting the hell out of here, just like they're doing in California. Now, excuse me, but either the law is going to be applied equally across the board, and I don't care what the hell you think your politics represent, we're either going to have law and order, peace, or we're not. Now, I can see the one consideration for Donald Trump walking back into the White House. Holy mackerel, would that start a firestorm? Well, but it would also do something else. Give us the ability to put our foot down and go, you know, we're all here for the First Amendment. We're all here for your right to express yourself. But you know what? You're going to express yourself peacefully, not violently. Not strong-arm tactics. This is tied to their wokeness, to all of the different ideas that people have about a society and everything else. We have a group of people pressuring and corporations folding. There's an agenda afoot, and it's organized. But it ain't Black Lives Matter that did it, and it sure as heck was an Antifa that has done it. There's a carefully coordinated effort in this country to kill anything that looks lawful. Oh, and need I remind people what the law is supposed to be based on in this country? The Constitution? Not somebody's idea of a better way to do things? And you know, hell, if you want to stop all crime, well, all we need to do is... Do you think we have 300 million trees in this country? Do you think we could put in a rush order for 300 million pairs of handcuffs? We want to stop crime, let's just handcuff everybody to a damn tree. And I guarantee you, we will stop all crime dead in its tracks. Would it be lawful? It wouldn't even be close to legal. Would it be unconstitutional? You already know the answer to that. So we're either a constitutional republic, and we have a form of government, or we do not. And Donald Trump being in the White House would certainly test that now, wouldn't it?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then...
Glue sniffers, acid droppers, pot smokers. Boy, those almost seem like today, doesn't it, folks? Jeez, oh, Pete. At any rate, it's to the point in this country, you know, and I turned the TV off last night. Just shut it off. Let the screen go dark when JoJo was talking about, well, unifying the country. What? Are you serious? Hunter Biden is going to go to Tulane and give a speech on fake news? What? And to sit and watch Fox News talk about, oh, the virus and, you know, oh, the issue of masking. The CDC says, well, you know, I mean, if you've got vaccinated, then you shouldn't have to wear a mask in public. I've got some more information on that I'll come back to. And I sat there and watched them trying to do comedy rather than doing news. And I'm going, you know, there's a world of stuff going on. There's a world of stuff going on in our own country. And they're sitting there just filling time, talking about nothing. Or pretty close next to nothing. And it's all political. Well, the Democrats, well, the Republicans, well, the Republicans are going to be, the Democrats are going to be. Yeah, already, you know what? We don't trust either party, okay? Did you get that? Did you get that inner office memo? And guess who else we don't trust anymore? You, Fox News. But then I tuned into One America News, and what did I see? Live, and MSNBC lied through their teeth about this one. That only One America News was allowed into New Mexico on the vote recount, which was a blatant, flat-out, in-your-face lie. And I guess you can't sue the media anymore for lying, or you cannot expose them for being liars and then affect their bottom line. Does anybody watch Fox? How many of their advertisers are these drugs that they come on to market with and, well, a year or two later, class action lawsuit called this firm and, yeah. People are dying over this damn vaccine. And these talking, smug, talking heads, while people are getting injected with this non-vaccine vaccine. It's experimental. Emergency use? Oh, no, no, they didn't have to do any real studies. The Food and Drug Administration, we wrote ourselves a little bypass for that one. Oh, and by the way, you can't sue us if we're killing you with the poison we're shooting you. But we are recommending that a fund be, for people that are experiencing negative side effects of the vaccines, there is a governmental fund worldwide, folks. Not just here in this country, but everywhere. So the people that are killing you, you can't take them to task. You can't even take them to court. When we get back from the bottom of the hour break, I want to play you. And The Hill is the ones that have put this out. Her name, I guess, is Crystal Ball. Is this a joke? And The Hill is no friend of truth and justice in the American way. They're political hacks. I'll play that clip after the bottom of the hour. But even Pfizer is telling, in their own documents, stay away from the vaxxed. Stay away from the vaccinated people. It's official. Here's a very small portion of the Pfizer document. They're saying if a man who is not vaccinated touches a vaccinated woman or breathes any of the air she breathes, in other words, walks by her in the office, and he then has sex with his wife can have adverse effect and should avoid having children. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. It's coming out of their own documents. She might miscarry, she might spontaneously abort, might poison the baby via her breast milk, have babies that have cognitive difficulties. Oh, we did that before, remember? What did they call that, Mike, when their children were damaged with vaccines? Oh, that little autism thing that they promptly ignored? And we got a bunch of little slobbering children that have the mental capacity and probably will for life of a five-year-old. Oh, but we can make them functional. They just don't really work well, and you have to be. They're turning them into walking, talking vegetables. When we get back, I want to play you the latest what Bill Gates has said about, well, kind of sharing those patents that guess who has the patents on? Bill Gates. Oh, please. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, I kid you not, Crystal, K-R-Y-S-T-A-L, is her name, and her last name is Crystal Ball. Now, why can't you trust something like this? This is the lead-up to the interview with old Billy Bad Boy Bates.
Is, of course, not a chance. In an interview on Sky News, Bill Gates was asked whether it would be helpful to lift vaccine patent protections in order to increase access. Here is his answer.
There's been some speculation that the changing intellectual property rules and allowing these vaccines, as you say, the recipe for these vaccines to be shared would be helpful. And do you think that would be helpful?
No.
Why not?
Well, there's only so many vaccine factories in the world, and people are very serious about the safety of vaccines. And so moving something that had never been done, moving a vaccine from, say, a J&J factory into a factory in India, that it's novel. It's only because of our grants and our expertise that can happen at all. The thing that's holding things back in this case is not intellectual property. There's not like some idle vaccine factory with regulatory approval that makes magically safe vaccines. You know, you've got to do the trials on these things, and every manufacturing...
Whoa, what trials? Whoa, Billy, what trials? The trials are going on right now, shooting up people with these toxins worldwide because every country has given itself permission to do so. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mr. Gates, Microsoft founder, god of the planet.
Process has to be looked at in a very careful way. There's all sorts of issues around intellectual property having to do with medicines, but not in terms of how quickly we've been able to ramp up the volume here. You know, I remember how shocked people were when we said we were going to do second sources in these developing country factories. You know, that was a novel thing. We got all the rights from the vaccine companies. They didn't hold it back. They were participating. I do a regular phone call with the pharmaceutical CEOs to make sure that work is going at full speed.
So let's just unpack what he says there. His argument is that lifting patent protections will not help the supply problem whatsoever. So it's better to just stay the course and produce at the current level and hope that eventually rich countries donate enough money and surplus vaccines that poor countries get taken care of. In his words, it's not like there's some idle vaccine factory with regulatory approval that makes magically safe.
Yeah. We hear you reiterating a oblio, a pointless point in your pointless forest. Now the big news is, well, India, oh my God, there's massive outbreaks of COVID in India. Yeah. Well, over in Israel, the People's Committee, April report on the lethal impact of vaccinations, comes by way of UNS.com. The Israeli People Committee, the IPC, a civilian body made of leading Israeli health experts, has published its April report into the Pfizer's vaccine side effects. The findings are catastrophic on every possible level. Their verdict is that there has never been a vaccine that has harmed as many people. The report is long and detailed. The author says, I will outline just some of the most devastating findings presented in the report. We received 288 death reports in proximity to vaccination, 90% up to 10 days after the vaccination. 64 of those were men, yet the report states, according to data provided by the Ministry of Health, only 45 deaths in Israel were vaccine-related. Well, that's the Ministry of Health. The same governmental asshats that are telling you to take the jab here in this country, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. If the numbers above are sincere, then Israel, which claimed to conduct a world experiment, failed to genuinely report on its experiment's results. We often hear about blood clots caused by the AstraZeneca vaccine. For instance, we learned this morning about 300 cases of blood clots in Europe. However, if the IPC's findings are genuine, then in Israel alone, Pfizer vaccine may be associated with more deaths than AstraZeneca's in the whole of Europe. According to the Central Bureau of Statistics data during January-February of 2021, at the peak of the Israeli mass vaccination campaign, there were a 22% increase in overall mortality in Israel compared with the previous year. In fact, January-February, In fact, January-February 2021 have been the deadliest months in the last decade, with the highest overall mortality rate compared to corresponding months in the last 10 years. The IPC finds that among the 20 to 29 age group, the increase in overall mortality has been the most dramatic. In this age group, we detect an increase of 32% in overall mortality in comparison with the previous year. Statistical analysis of information from the Central Bureau of Statistics, combined with information from the Ministry of Health, leads to the conclusion that the mortality rate among the vaccinated is estimated about 1 in 5,000. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? We shoot 5,000 people up and only one die? Hey, statistically, we can live with that. Well, if the statistical analysis is correct, then the number reported by the Israeli health authorities are misleading by more than 22-fold. And I think these numbers are understated. The CDC is admitting upwards to almost 4,000 that it can attribute directly to the vaccines in this country. It's killed 4,000 people. Well, who's on this committee to say that that's an acceptable number, no matter if you shot 5,000 people up or you shot 50,000 or 5 million or 130 million? Oh, which, by the way, The Hill disingenuously put out the information. About half the people in the country in the United States have been vaccinated. No, they have not. And their vaccination rates are going through the floor. You want to know statistically the greatest number of people that are not taking this vaccination? Blacks. Yeah, they do remember Tuskegee. They do remember that people that swore an oath to the Constitution and under the guise of serving this country to protect its freedom and its liberty. Oh, these are just disposable. Yeah, let's rack them up with some syphilis and see how long they go before they die. Who's making these choices? Who is playing God? Now, again, the only people that I hear talking anything, and this is up to and including you, Newsmax, that took the 400, and I'm going to keep repeating this, that took the 400 million from the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, folks, yeah, you're just going to give some friends $400 million, and you're not going to ask for anything in return, are you? Nah, you're just magnanimous. You're just a great person. That's all you are. Or maybe you're foolish with your money. Who knows? One America News is the only one talking about it. Not to the degree I would like them to, but it's the only news agency in this country. And see, these are just the competition to Fox. It's no competition MSNBC or Fox, or I'm sorry, ABC or NBC. No, it's not competition. Not really. Because they're all damn liars. And I guess if you want to gauge by who's lying the less and who you can trust more than the other guys, that's not the standard or criteria that I adhere to in journalism. It's who lies the less. And One America News is the only ones that are following this vote recount. And they're so afraid of One America News and them talking about this vote recount, they've got to come out and blatantly lie to their viewers. In your face, you should, you know, you can't get on a witness stand in this country, folks, and lie. Guess what you go to jail for? Oh, that's right, perjury. Yeah, there's a penalty for that. But evidently, there's no penalty in journalism for flat-out lying, knowing that you're telling a lie, and telling it. There's no punishment. Whereas a network such as this, my God, if we're perceived to be anti-Semitic, we'll get the ADL and we'll get lawyers. And you know what? It never bothered me. Just as I told old Abe Foxman over at the ADL, no, I want you to continue talking about RBN. I need the exposure. I want the Jews to know how they're being screwed by other Jews. Never wrote another word about me. Ever. Where I was once a target, they just take the target off the range so nobody can hit it. Nobody can see it. And that's effectively what they've done. I am astounded. But what, my scenario, and I've heard a lot of people, just for the, I don't know what their motivation is. I really don't. But, oh, you know, Trump was this or Trump was that. I heard one guy on a previous radio program. Well, you know, Trump's decision on whatever is, he based his decisions on whoever he talked to last. Really? Maybe you would have preferred to have Joe Biden or maybe even Barack Obama. What was his real name? Oh, that's right, Barry Sartorio. Maybe you would have preferred a third term out of this joker. But no, it's all boiled down to the race issue. Oh, nobody wants to be painted with that racist brush. Who are the racists, folks? Give me your definition of racism. And who are being the racists in this country? I see more white people bending over backwards to placate blacks in this country than I ever have in my entire life, even through the civil rights movement, which I was there to witness this. I was in a store talking with two black ladies, and one of the black ladies, she was in her 50s, in a business, she owned a business, and she kind of intimated to me, well, you know, I didn't get the management to do what he did for you. And I said, why? Because I'm white and you're black? I said, maybe you didn't word it correctly. I just boxed him in and didn't give the store manager a way out. I said, if you're going to make a point, follow through with the point, but do it with logic. And I said, evidently you didn't present a logical enough argument. She looked at me and said, well, you might be right. And I said, or I might be a blatant racist. You don't know. I said, you may be a racist. Do I know that? And I says, and we're standing here having this conversation. Do we have to check each other's association card? What is being appealed to in this country are the lowest possible denominators of a human being. That's what's being appealed to. Somebody notice anything about murders in this country going through the roof in democratically controlled states and cities? The very same people that are asking everybody to defund the police? And who is being murdered? See, these are questions we're not allowed to ask in an adult room. You know, or let me put it to you this way, a room full of adults. All the wrong questions are being asked. And they're all being asked and they're all being given the wrong answers. There are a few people out there that are speaking the plain truth and you hear it. It rings in your head like a bell. Gets your attention, doesn't it? Because you're just trying to get through another day of your life. You're trying to swim through all the lives. You're just trying to survive another day. And you're hoping that there is a future for your country. And what are these people selling us? God Almighty. You know, to the point that I was in Austin. I was in an Austin business. And I walked in. Guy behind the counter looked at me and said, you got to have a mask to be in here. And I said, well, and keeping in mind, folks, that Austin is one of the most libtard, but not aggressively and destructively. Let me point this out. But it's one of the most liberal spots in this entire state. I walk into a store. Guy behind the counter says, you got to wear a mask. I said, I don't have one. I said, do you have one? No, but you can't be in here. I said, didn't the governor actually say that he's dropped the mask mandate? Well, we're a private business and we can make up our own rules. And I looked at him and I said, well, you're a liberal. I said, don't you know the meaning of fascism or did you conveniently forget that? I can tell you the response was not kind because I had him by the short hairs and he knew it. But see, in the not-too-distant future, this logic won't even shake them because they'll be be too stupid to even understand what you're saying, let alone get angry at you for saying it. That's where this whole thing is going. And although the Biden Department of Justice, Biden, he excused himself. He said, look, I'm telling the truth. I didn't instruct the DOJ to go after Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. But Biden went to the same Department of Justice, and he wants them to consider domestic terrorism laws to target white supremacists. What, the very same people elected Barack Obama for two terms, the bending over backwards to kiss every black ass in this country? Really? Who are the racists? Quiz me that, Batman.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
So, how desperate is the government for money? Well, folks, they're selling treasury bonds at 0% for the first time ever. Now, the idea behind treasuries is you sold off some American debt and you were to make a profit off of it. Well, the people that bought your T-bills are making a profit. It was ridiculously low before, now it's non-existent. But you'll have players in that market because all they're doing is shuffling the worthless currency around. And old Cuomo in New York. God, I'm starting to see plates from Florida, New York, California, moving to the progressive city of Austin in Texas. And I, for one, if I owned a billboard company in this state, I would forego contracts and put up my own billboards. Remember, visitors, you're now in Texas. You know, what do they have for the littering slogan in Texas, Mike? Don't mess with Texas. If we can do that about people throwing trash out of their car windows, I think we could do it for the sanity and the sanctity of this state. Gone unchecked. And now you're seeing fascism 101 here. With the corporations yielding to the woke people. That's because the corporations aren't done rooting out their competition. And I'm not talking corporate to corporate. I'm talking corporate to anybody else, USA. You know, I heard this doofus. They got rid of Varney on Fox. Why? Because, well, he spoke too much truth. Now they got the other asshat up there. I can't remember his name. Forgive me. Oh, you know, the stock prices on Amazon is up 5%. Yeah, well, why is that? Excuse me, can you give me a little bit more background as to why Amazon stock is up 5%? Could it be that they're running the bricks and mortar people out of town? They're driving them into the ground? They're driving them to people like Amazon? And then on Fox News, they did this wonderful story about this robotic dog that New York City rolled out. And, well, it looks like they're going to be rolling it back in. Because that was kind of weird, having a robotic dog. It's in the cloud. It's controlled just like, well, just like radio control drones over Iran or Iraq. We can just have some asshat in some dark room with a joystick in his hand going and bombing people, taking the human element even out of killing other human beings. Maybe that's what's wrong with it. God, this hour went by quick. Second hour coming up. I'm going to have Roger Landry on first hour tomorrow, and man, we've got a lot to talk about. And folks, no, I still care about my own program and this network. The time that I'm taking off, it's either for the project, that you'll find out very shortly what that project really is, and we'll give it to you in sterling detail. I think after 32 years of doing this, I could take a few days off without feeling guilt.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.